All right, it's Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about?
Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Yeah. He grew up in a humble background in Liverpool.
That's right.
He felt the working class nurtured his music, and he wants to pay it back.
Sure.
He donated $12.9 million to homeless shelters and housing units.
Good.
Also supports a Liverpool youth shelter.
Mm-hmm.
He has contributed $10 million to Liverpool Children's Hospital.
Given back to the town he grew up in. Yep. I love it.
Supports the Teenage Cancer Trust, another medical organization, Keep a Child Alive. Major supporter of PETA and animal welfare groups like the American Humane Society.
Sure.
And many times donated his earnings from benefit concerts. One example in 2003 totaled $1 million.
Jeez.
Texas flood victims received $3.5 million from Paul.
Who is he not donated to?
Well, and here's, you know, he's just...
Great
Paul's
guy.
Actions are based on, you know, the fundamental belief that a community should have empathy for those facing hardships.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yep.
He sees his giving as a moral obligation and a way to bring hope. So, real cool story. Paul was out and about one afternoon in England, incognito. You can imagine the riot that would ensue.
Yeah.
And there was a homeless veteran playing a guitar and singing on the street. So,
right.
You know, Paul had a quick conversation with him and said he enjoyed his music. Paul gave him a handful of cash and thanked him for his service. Isn't that cool?
It is.
So, his support extends beyond money. He uses his fame to raise awareness and publicity for causes to inspire others to donate and volunteer in their communities. He's often expressed that everyone deserves a roof over their head and is a fundamental right he aims to fulfill.